Pesachim, chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Okay, from here, this chapter, we're going to be going into the laws of the Korban Pesach, the offering, the Pesach offering that was brought the day before Pesach, and then was eaten on the first night of Pesach. And says the Mishnah, this Mishnah is going to teach us the timing of that Korban Pesach. Now, the interesting law is that this Korban Pesach, normally, every day there was a Tamid offering, which was the daily offering. There were two brought, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The afternoon offering was normally the last offering of the day. That was, other offerings couldn't be brought after the afternoon Tamid offering. So if a person made a donative offering or a vow offering, whatever, that all had to be offered up before the Korban Tamid, before the daily offering. Except for the Korban Pesach, that was the one exception that was had to be offered up after the daily offering. So on a normal day, this Mishnah is going to start off with, the Tamid offering was the cutoff. That was it. Now, the earliest time the daily offering could be brought was 6.5 halachic hours. You remember we touched on this concept of halachic hours, that we divide the day up into 12 parts. And so if it's either from sunrise to sunset, two opinions, or from the breaking of the dawn until nightfall. So let's say dawn was at 6 o'clock in the morning and nightfall was at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. That would be a perfect day divided up into 12 hours. Etc. But that's not often didn't happen. So dawn was at, let's say, 6:30 and nightfall was at 7:15. So you would divide that time into 12 parts and you'd get into halachic hours. So this is all talking about halachic hours now. It says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat Bishmoyne Mechetzah V'Kara B'Tesha Mechetzah. Normally, the earliest time you could bring the afternoon daily offering was 6.5 hours, 12:30. On a perfect day was the normal time. But because we can't bring any offerings after that, normal offerings, so they pushed the daily offering out to 8.5 hours on a normal day, and that gave people the time to bring their donative offerings and their vow offerings, etc. So 8.5 hours is when they would bring it, and they would finish it at 9.5 hours. It would take them an hour to bring the afternoon offering. But on Erev Pesach, when they were bringing the Korban Pesachim, Nishchat B'Sheva Mechetzah V'Kar B'Shmoyne Mechetzah, they brought the Tamid offering an hour earlier, because the Korban Pesach had to be offered after the daily offering, and therefore they wanted to give people more time to bring the Korban Pesach, so they brought it an hour earlier. Bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. Chal erev Pesach lios be'erev Shabbos. But if Pesach fell on Shabbos, then we had to not only shecht the Korban Pesach before, but we also had to roast the meat before Shabbos came in. So in this scenario, Nishchat B'Sheisha Mechetza, V'Kar B'Shev Mechetza. They would offer the Korban Pesach at the earliest possible time, 6.5 hours, and V'Pesach Achrav. And that would give people time to bring their Korban Pesach afterwards and still roast it before Shabbos came in on Friday afternoon. And that's what they would use to do, bring the daily offering as early as possible.